Welcome back to Spirit Squared. I'm Andrew Darrington, your host. Tonight we're here in Tyler, Texas at the Relax Lab. I'm excited about this episode. We've got a lot of really good information coming our way. Before we get started, I'd like to recognize a couple of our sponsors. We've got the Humidor. We've got Hoot and Holler Packaged Beverage. We've got The Vault. We've got Goosehead Insurance with Raymond Plunkett. We've got Rex Consulting, and I'm probably leaving off one. But thank you guys for being sponsors of ours. Because of you guys, we are able to travel around and create the content that we get to create. And I get to learn all kinds of fun stuff. It's been a blast. This is we got the episodes wrong last time. I think this is episode 47.
47.
Yeah, 47. And in June, it'll be 2 years, which is amazing. Kind of puts us in a new bracket when it comes to podcasts. And I love what I do. Like, we get to interview people like you. That are entrepreneurs, nonprofits, and some other folks, but super excited. We've got Lloyd Luthes here tonight from Relax Lab, and I'm excited to get started on this one, because there's a lot of stuff during my my tutelage and training and learning here that I'm really excited to try to cover. So thanks so much for being on the show.
Well, thanks, Andrew. Appreciate you having me on. I'm really excited to nerd out a little bit with you.
Absolutely. I know I can tell you're excited, and I am too, man. All right, so you started as a massage therapist?
Yes.
Is that kind of how the ball got rolling?
Well, yeah, I got my massage therapist license in 2017. I had the privilege of working under some pretty amazing tutors, mentors, who got me into orthopedic and structural body work and craniosacral therapy. I also was inspired by my business partner, Yin Danova, who got me into a lot of those modalities as well. Mm-hmm. And so 2 years in of getting my license, I spent 2 years working at a local chain. But while I was there, Yen and myself connected with Laura Barton, our third business partner, and we had an idea for opening up something new that hasn't been done here. Mm-hmm. And 1 year later, after talking to her about that, we opened up the doors to Relax Lab. So November 2019, we opened our doors officially, which was quite interesting, because our float tanks arrived somewhere around January 2020. And then the governor shut our doors in March of 2020.
I mean, I talked to so many nonprofits and entrepreneurs. A lot of their stories are the same. Like, they get kickstarted. We talked to, you know, a couple that have been 10, 15 years old, but all of them talk about the challenges of COVID.
It was a challenge, but it was really interesting how that all kicked off. Mm-hmm. But it was really kind of nice, because we got to work with the local small business the SBDC, Small Business Development Center, here in Tyler. Mm-hmm. Bradley Gottschalk is amazing. So if you're starting a small business, you need to go talk to him. It's a free resource by Tyler to help small businesses start. And he helped us get our funding and connect us with our bank. Mm-hmm. And once we were hooked up with the SBA, when the hammer came down in March, we already had people emailing us and being like, hey, we already got your stuff like lined up for PPP, whatever else you're going to need. Like, that's already taken care of. We're sending over the paperwork for you to sign now. And the SBA wanted to take very good care of us. And so we made it through. And as it was a stressful year, our community supported us. Like, that's awesome. Soon as we got back in, like, all of our clientele came running back and supporting us and spreading the word about what we do. And so our body work just continued to skyrocket after that. So it was great to have a community around us to get us through that. But it was quite interesting, to say the least.
Yeah.
But having a little bit of time to, right after your business opens, to step back, look at what you built, and make any tweaks with a little bit of downtime before opening back up again was actually in some ways a boon to us.
Yeah.
So it was quite a unique experience.
You guys have two buildings that I've been introduced to today. So you have this building over here where you do some of the one-on-ones between you guys and your clients and your patients, and then you have the Relax Lab, which is where you do some of the treatments. Talk to me a little bit about the differences in these buildings.
Absolutely.
And maybe some of the things that you guys specialized over here compared to over there. I mean, you could go wherever you want to with this.
Yeah, let me start with the Relax Lab.
Okay.
Because that was our original building.
Yeah.
Over there, it's a massage clinic and float center. So we have sensory deprivation tanks. So floating, which I think we'll get into a little bit more later.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's really fascinating. But and then our massage clinic. So we have four massage rooms over there. All three of us are massage therapists, the partners. And we brought in more massage therapists as we grew and built and trying to find other like-minded therapists who are looking to grow their practice and try to look into the research and dive into science-based massage therapy and recovery. But over there, we serve the general public, anybody who needs a place to get some body work done. The entire environment is meant to help you regulate your nervous system, help you relax, help you rest, and realize that you're taking time for yourself. Mm-hmm. So when you walk into Relax Lab over there, if you've never been, we ask you to take off your shoes at the front door. And once you come inside, we step into a hallway where everything is tried to keep very quiet and calm. All of our design is meant to help you slow down, to bring your voice down, to be able to sort of become aware of yourself. And then we can take you to your massage rooms and your therapist can come in and have a good conversation, find out why you're there, mm-hmm. and figure out how we can help as best as possible. Or we have our float guides, which help with duties of reception, but also guiding you through the process if you're wanting to float, because it's a very unique experience and does take a little bit of help to figure out. And they maintain that side of the business and help people find their way into their float rooms and get into those float tanks. We also provide a couple other services, NormaTech Recovery, which you did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Help your knees out. How you feel?
Man, it feels amazing. I've been working pretty hard on my legs.
Yeah.
I saw a doctor a couple of months ago about mostly blood pressure, but also just kind of total body composition. And he was like, man, you're doing a great job, upper body, but lower body needs some work. And I was like, dang it. He's like, you know, the blood pressure, yeah, we'll address that. There's a couple things we can do, but you're going to have to let's catch up. So been working pretty hard on those. And that was a pretty nice therapy, that 30 minute therapy. And the thing I like most about it is a full leg therapy. It wasn't a massage in my opinion, because there was a lot of things that happened. It rotated up and down my leg. There was some squeezing, which was held there. So it wasn't like abrupt. It wasn't, you know, jarring.
Is really cool.
Yeah.
It's very effective. It's great for athletes. It's great for recovery. And it's a cool service that we offer. And it's really nice for people who need to wind down a little bit before the rest of their services.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to do some NormaTech before you get into the float tank, it's really nice, because then you really feel how good your legs feel while you're in that zero gravity. But yeah, and then that new calm therapy is one of my favorites. But
yeah, tell us about, while we're on it, let's talk about new calm, because that was something that you were pretty excited about, right?
Yeah. So new calm therapy is medical grade binaural beats. So it's music. So what we do is we get you set up in the lounge in a comfortable chair. We hook you up with a blanket, and we have an eye mask and some noise canceling headphones. And a Catalyst, which is a GABA cream that we give to you and you put on your carotid artery right here behind your SCM on your neck.
Okay.
And what you do is you bring down the eye mask, you turn off some lights around you so that you have no sensory input for your eyes. So you have the darkness and then the noise canceling headphones. And then it plays music in your ears that has a hidden frequency in it. So what there is there's two different notes, one in each ear, that is just slightly dissonant. And then there's a frequency in there that your brain wants to follow because they're so close together. Your brain wants to reconcile those two notes.
Yeah.
And so it's following along and it's sending a pattern, a frequency that matches alpha brainwaves, which is sort of that awake, aware, sort of like flow state. And so the music will go on for about 4 minutes and it sounds like some lame spa music and you're just like, oh, chilling.
Yeah.
And then 4 minutes, you hear a dissonant chord and the frequency drops to theta and you feel your body drop and you whole body relaxes and then it holds you in theta for 20 minutes, which is that wakeful dream state, that that edge of sleep,
mm-hmm.
Where your body can recover, your body relaxes, you become very still. And then you just are experiencing the music for another 20 minutes. And then at the very end, they play some gamma waves, which are a little bit higher frequency to slowly wake you up. And then in 30 minutes, you have removed all the adrenaline from your system. And you feel totally relaxed and all your stress is gone. It's great for if you've had a really bad day.
Right.
You don't want to take that home with you. In 20 minutes, we can relieve you of that. The company uses Nucalm in sedation dentistry to help people who are anxious about getting drilled on.
Yeah.
And so they'll do that for 20 minutes ahead of time because it will help them relax their jaw and cut back on all that jaw pain.
Yeah.
They use it for, executives use it to catch up from jet lag.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you can get like a 4 hours rest in like 20 minutes. Boy, then it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I used it on the way back from an international flight one time and just zoned out for, I have it on my phone, so I can set it to like 200 minutes and just chill.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing. It's like the flow without the water you get.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit more guided. It's not waiting for your body to match it. It's actually using science to help pull you there.
Right.
And it's really cool. And for anybody who has any kind of anxiety about getting in a float tank or anybody who doesn't like being touched, right, needs to be able to relax, it is really powerful and really effective and pretty amazing.
I could see it being pretty effective for someone who has maybe a high intensity job too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you guys' hours are pretty flexible. So, I mean, the person that's 9 to 5 or at lunch or just wanting, you know, treatment like that can come in and
9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 6 days a week.
That's crazy.
And you can book the Nucalm online.
Right.
There's almost open availability. We have 3 sets of it.
Yeah.
And so there's usually always at least one available at any time. So who knows, that might change. But you book it and you can come in with like 30 minutes notice and not have to really talk to anybody until you walk in the door and they'll just get you all set up.
Yeah.
And then pay online and not have to worry about it. In and out, get rid of all your anxiety and stress all at once.
Okay. So you mentioned, we're just going to stay at the lab for now. Okay.
Absolutely.
You mentioned the float tanks. I got to do one today. You're going to get more nerded out than I am. But talk to me about, because I had heard about it, sensory deprivation, right? And or floating or what have you. Talk to me a little bit about that. Why is it important? What does it do? You know?
So, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot to it.
Yep.
Float tanks are fascinating, but essentially what it is just creating the ultimate environment to remove external stimuli. So no light, no sounds, no gravity, and no sensation through your skin. Now, the way we achieve that is that we have a pool or a tank with 10 inches of water with 320 gallons of water and about 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt dissolved into it. And so when you get into that tank, you're super buoyant, so it takes away the gravity portion.
Just so we're clear, I had to take a shower first.
Oh, definitely.
I had to take a shower first.
You get in, you get into the room, you shower before you get into the float tank.
That's right.
And after your float, the filtration system kicked on.
No, fair enough. So, I just want to make sure I toss that in there as you're talking about.
Please take a very good shower before you get into the float.
I did, 100% did. And the water... And she told me the right thing, because she said, hey, look, make sure you don't make it the shower super hot, mm-hmm. or otherwise you're going to get in this thing, it's going to be cold.
And that ties into the second portion of the sensory deprivation, which is like feeling sensation on your skin.
Yeah.
Things firearms. Extensive selection of handguns, rifles, shotguns, and accessories. Knowledgeable staff to assist you in finding the perfect firearm to fit your needs. State-of-the-art gun range equipped with the latest technology for a safe and thrilling shooting experience. Take advantage of our professional shooting instruction and training programs suitable for all skill levels. Host your next group outing, corporate event, or bachelor party at our spacious and secure shooting facility. Committed to promoting responsible gun ownership and firearm safety. Fully licensed and compliant with all state and federal regulations.
Are you looking to optimize your drilling rig operations and maximize productivity? Look no further. Rex Consulting is here to power your drilling. With over 20 years of industry experience, our expert team provides tailored solutions that drive efficiency, safety, and profitability. From site assessments to cutting-edge technology integration, Rex Consulting is your trusted partner for land-based and offshore oil and gas drilling solutions. Ready to take your rig to the next level? Contact Rex Consulting today and send your operations to the next level in operational performance. Contact Josh Simmons at 918-637-9181. Rex Consulting, level up.
Hey, podcast listeners, are you in need of some top-notch libations to elevate your next gathering? Look no further than Hoot & Holler Liquor Store in Gun Barrel City, your go-to liquor store for quality drinks. From smooth bourbons to crisp wines and everything in between, Hoot & Holler has one of the largest and most diverse selections in East Texas. Planning a special occasion? Let our experts guide you to the perfect bottle. You'll receive excellent customer service not offered in the big box chains. Visit Hoot & Holler today and let the good times flow.
So the water is skin temperature. So it's between 93.5 and 94 degrees Fahrenheit. And we keep it there so that when you get in, it's going to feel lukewarm. But if you hold still, your skin will stop being able to sense the water and it'll feel like you're floating in outer space. Mm-hmm. Now, our skin isn't able to feel the sensation of wet. The only thing we feel when we jump into water is an intense temperature change because of the specific heat of water.
Right.
Yeah. How about that holds that? So, whenever you get into the tank, after a few minutes, after you find that still point, if you're able to relax your body and find that stillness, you'll stop feeling the water around you. And that's the goal.
Yeah.
So we keep the water at 93.5 degrees or 94 degrees. And then the lights in there, you can hit a couple buttons and turn those off.
Right.
We have some music that plays through resonators that resonate through the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just to help people with any kind of anxiety about the quiet.
Yeah.
I like to, about 10 minutes in, to turn them off. Some people leave it on the entire time. Some people leave the starlight ceiling on, right, that sort of twinkles above you to give you a little bit of stimuli. Mm-hmm. But the ultimate goal is complete deprivation.
Right.
So slowly removing senses one at a time. About once you've done all that, about 20 minutes in, your brain's going to be running, trying to find things to think about. So if you've got something on the back burner that you're pushing to the back of your brain, you haven't wanted to face, it'll go and find that thing and bring it up. If you have a project that you've been working on and you're just trying to find a solution in that zero distraction space, I love to get in there and just work problems.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly what I did.
Once you get past all of that and you've completed everything on your backlog of things that you needed to work on internally, your conscious brain will often decide to turn itself off. And then your subconscious decides to figure out what else needs to be worked on. We call it interospection, when your body is turning inward and trying to feel what's happening. Mm-hmm. And then it starts to make changes there. As long as you feel safe, as long as you feel relaxed, your body will find things like, I have one client, a friend of mine, who was in a motorcycle wreck.
Okay.
And his experience inside the tank is he had crushed his ankle, and it's hurt him for 20 years. When he got in the tank and he was able to relax, his introspection brought his attention to that ankle, and the ankle started to ache.
Yeah.
He started to feel it more and more. And then after he sat in that discomfort for a little while, the pain let go. The body was able to renegotiate its relationship with that pain and then lower the raise the tolerance or change that pain response and let go of it. And he had immense relief after getting out of the tank. The body decided that's what it wanted to work on. Other people have gone in there and had crazy dreams.
Yeah.
Like, we have a float journal in the lounge where some people will write down what they experience. And it's got some wild stuff in it, man.
Yeah.
But people have some crazy experiences in there. Yeah. For me, I usually get deep rest.
Yeah.
I'm ADHD. Mm-hmm. So whenever I get tired, my mind tends to run. I tend to feel more impulsive. I feel like I have a hard time focusing on what I'm saying or finding words for what I'm trying to express. But when I get in the tank, it recharges my batteries. My brain shuts off and finds a way to reconnect with that frontal lobe. And then when I come out, I feel intentional. I feel aware. I feel grounded. So that's what my body likes for me. So there's a lot of different ways that affects different people, because the tank isn't doing anything to you.
Right.
It's just taking away all the things that can affect what you prevent you from connecting with your own body.
Yeah.
So
the thing it did for me was, and of course this first float, right? So I'm pretty familiar with water, been in it my whole life. I'm the guy that's diving deepest down and stuff like that. And so I wasn't afraid of the water at all. And I'm assuming that's a big barrier for some folks. They get in there and or in the tank that I was in, I wanted some sensation of some kind. So that's why I kept my light on, the stars on, because I wanted some type of sensation just during the process. If I wanted to open my eyes, then I could. And so, I kept them on, and I kept the music on, and I think it helped me just because it kept me from thinking about things. Mm-hmm. I think if I would have just been there for my thoughts, it would have taken me longer to relax.
It can be really uncomfortable. That's right. Part of it.
For right. Me. Because I've got a lot of stuff going on at work and that are just recent stuff. Mm-hmm. And at that, before I even came here, I had a conversation that I didn't like. And so I'm bringing baggage to a degree. And so now I'm jumping in a sensory deprivation tank, and I've got that on my mind. So for me, it helped. Mm-hmm. I immediately, after my shower, I got in, and I immediately felt buoyant, which was a pretty awesome feeling. Like it's kind of just, it's a super interesting, because if you swim out in the ocean, like you got waves. It was like being on a raft, but really like super comfortable raft that didn't, it felt like a really, really comfortable bed, you know, and there's no lapping of water or anything like that. It's just glass water that you're on. That's super soft. And then I'd read some things. So of course my mind expected it, you know, like floating in space. And so it immediately went there, like pretty quickly. I was shocked at how fast it got there and where I felt like my mind wanted me to feel like I was in space. So like it went there really fast. And then I felt my neck tighten up, you know, subconsciously, yes. I think like I was like in and out of it a little bit, and I could feel my neck strain, and it was me trying to hold my ears over above the water. So you guys had a rest, a couple different kinds of rest that you can offer, and it didn't work. And I was like, I'm not raising this thing back up. I'm going to put my ears underneath the water. And it actually got better. Mm-hmm. Of course, some people can't do that, and you guys have earplugs for that. Mm-hmm. But the experience got better after that, because I felt like I was a little deeper in the water, which actually felt more comfortable. And like I was telling you before the podcast, sorry, I'm taking up some of your time.
No, go ahead.
But
no, this is all good.
So one of the things that I experienced was I had twitches muscle, not muscle spasms, but like muscle twitches, mm-hmm. where my muscles were like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, we need to be going somewhere. We need to be doing something. And if you knew me better, you would know I'm on the cusp of being HD or
ADHD,
right? And so, but like my wife knows that I'm nervous if I'm not doing anything. So I'm always the instigator, initiator. Let's do something. If we're not doing something, what value am I playing today? Like, I'm wasting the day today if I not getting weed eating, garden done, you know, mowing, something like that. And so to me, it kind of gave me the response, like, you got to slow down a little bit.
How long was your first boat?
30 minutes. That's it.
Okay. 30 minutes.
That's it.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Right. 5 minutes in, I was already in that zone. And then about 5 minutes later, I started feeling some twitching. Like, my body was trying to tell me, like, do something.
Yeah.
And then a little bit later than that, well, not later than that, the entire experience felt like an hour to 2 hours. Like, I felt like I was in there for 2 hours. But I think that was part of me like going in and out of alertness, if that makes sense.
May I address some of these things?
Yeah, sure. I want you to.
The twitches are totally, definitely very common. And okay. I know I have them every single time I go in.
Gotcha.
I will say that, you know, it's really telling that you wanted to keep the music on. Mm-hmm. You want to keep the light on because we don't like to detach. We're so used to having stimuli. So that quiet can be really uncomfortable. And you're right. It probably would take you longer to get to a place of relaxation if that wasn't there.
Oh, when I do it again, all the lights are off.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get there.
Well, I always tell everybody who's floated for the first time to float 3 times before you decide how it is. Because the first time is always weird. My first time was a completely unique experience. I had the same thing happen with my neck.
Yeah.
I felt like I needed to support it. Now, my ears were under the water already. And you do want to float with your ears under the water. In fact, I almost have to push my head down into the water, mm-hmm. to get my neck to release and to trust the buoyancy of the water.
I felt like my neck was back, mm-hmm. when I finally got comfortable.
Yeah.
And once I got comfortable, it was over.
I will also say that whenever I float, my neck is the shoulders were the first things that will tighten up. Mm-hmm. So I float with my arms above my head.
I did that.
And yes. That's really helpful for me.
Yeah.
I push my head back and have it back.
I put my hands over my head.
Yes.
Like this, and just kind of let it just slowly but surely just like lean back and relax. And then I put them to my side because I really enjoyed that part, mm-hmm. the best when I put my arms to my side, but I needed that kind of let my neck know, like, we're good.
Absolutely. So your first float is usually an exploration of the environment.
Yeah.
And for you to be able to reach that deep state, a lot of the goal of sensory deprivation tanks is to go to eventually your brain will let go of everything conscious and then go into that interospection. And for that to happen, there has to be a lot of comfort and trust in that space. And usually for people who are floating for the first time, it takes 20 minutes of no sensory input, 20 minutes of squirreling, like fighting in your brain, all of these things that are flooding forth, especially if you've never done it before or you're not consciously, actively finding ways to meditate or find ways to manage your non-autonomic nervous system. It can be like a flood of things that come to your mind. But that's why a lot of it's like a practice when you get into the tank. So the second time you're going to get in there and you're going to be like, this is very familiar. This isn't weird anymore.
I knew what I liked, what I didn't like. That's
a lot of fun to bounce off the walls your first time and get used to floating across the top of the water because you just push off with one finger and you feel like you'll just keep pushing until you hit the other wall. It's really a unique experience.
Yeah.
But once you've gotten past that and you get more familiar with the space, then you can sit back and relax and you let all that come forward. You fight your demons, whatever you're doing in there.
Yeah.
And after that has finished, that's when the brain often decides that my conscious self is no longer necessary because I have nothing else to work through. Time to turn internal. And it's like you
feel like your entire body relax, almost like somebody flipped off a switch. Mm-hmm. For me, it feels like I'm sinking, almost like sinking in quicksand for a moment. Mm-hmm. And then I lose track of time. I feel myself leave and then come back. And that if I'm really feeling good and I feel like I need more, I can relax, still my body, try to let my brain find something to worry about. And whenever it comes to be done, I'll feel myself leave again, sink, mm-hmm. and then come back. That's when the magic of the float tank happens.
Yeah.
And the Lieber Institute in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they have done extensive studies on what happens in float tanks. And what they find is when you're hitting that point, you're dropping into like a delta brainwave, like a deep, deep rest state, where you're breathing like 3 times a minute. Like it's, wow. You're really slowing your respiration and it's allowing you to connect with a deeper part of yourself. And then your body finds ways to repair itself and you come out of it feeling really, really zen. Now I've gotten into a tank, realized that I forgot to go do something around the lab and got out 5 minutes later and still felt rested, mm-hmm. and not really got to that state. So there's benefits if you don't.
Yeah.
Play.
Yeah.
But that deep state really has some powerful spots, like really powerful effects. Mm-hmm. So I hope and I encourage you,
yeah,
to try
again. I'm gonna go dark.
Let's go dark.
No music.
Let's go for an hour.
Yeah, that would be wild, man.
Don't worry, because after that, after you get to that point, time passes like that. For me, an hour float passes in what feels like 20 minutes.
Right.
But also for me, instead of crawling into a giant space egg, I'm crawling into my own bed because I'm so familiar with the tanks,
yeah, at this point. Right.
And so I drop like that. But I encourage you.
Yeah, so for sure.
2 more times.
Yeah, no
and,
doubt.
And in fact, if you would...
It was a good experience. Like I wasn't nervous and then it didn't really hit me like what the benefits were until I was starting to take the second shower. Because I went, because it was my first time, mm-hmm. you know, I lifted the egg, mm-hmm. and then I knew that it was going to be slick, mm-hmm. you know, that with it being salty,
yeah.
that I needed to make sure I didn't slip or fall, because, mm-hmm. you know, I first time being on those floors.
Yes.
I get under the shower and turn it on, I'm like, oh, okay, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was awesome during the whole process, but that's kind of where I was like,
you started feeling,
holy moly, that was just 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I looked at my clock and I was like, holy, it felt like a lot longer. And I think that's what you're saying is feel like you had a 2 hour nap in, mm-hmm. 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's kind of the way it made me feel like, mm-hmm. like I got an hour and a half back of my life, you know, kind of
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
You definitely get a lot from it, regardless of how you experience it. Just getting into the tank.
Yeah.
For most people, they get a lot of therapeutic benefits. There's just so many different layers to it.
Right.
But, yeah.
The Humidor is your online cigar retailing headquarters. Our experienced staff has spent years finding some of the best cigars from around the world to sell to our customers. If you're looking for an online cigar store that can help you find your next favorite smoke, welcome to the Humidor. We began the Humidor because of our deep appreciation of the finer things in life, a good conversation with friends, an aged whiskey, and, of course, a fine smoke. That's why, in addition to selling premium cigars online, we also operate a brick-and-mortar cigar lounge in Tyler, Texas. Our lounge is crafted to provide a classic ambience with modern sensibilities, and we've spent time ensuring that smokers and non-smokers have an enjoyable experience, whether they're there for a drink with friends or to enjoy the game.
If you are looking for a reputable builder with a proven track record and a client base to back it up, give Red Construction and Development LLC a call. Red Construction offers full design build services for new construction, custom homes, and remodeling with free site evaluations. They have an A-plus rating with the BBB and are proud members of the Tyler Area Builders Association, Texas Association of Builders, National Association of Home Builders, and the Lyndale Area Chamber of Commerce. Red Construction and Development LLC stands behind the exceptional quality of their work and have the expertise, the resources, and dedication to deliver the results you need on time and on budget. To learn more, give them a call at 903-630-8660 or visit them online at redconstructiondevelopment.com.
Let me see. Twitching?
Yep.
Then you had your mind running. You did have music and lights that you experienced, but you still and always try to float with your the goal is when you float to have the water line right around the edge of your eyes,
mm-hmm.
Just under your chin, so it's a little circle and to be submerged. But
trying to help him.
Yeah,
I didn't. We didn't make you a cup of tea, so I'm going to make you something different.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's not. Is that the main therapy that you do over there?
Well, you know,
the massages or
the floats and the massage are our two main. I would say we do more body work than anything else.
Oh, really? Okay.
And that goes back into sort of me and my partners. We're all massage therapists.
Yeah.
And we love the nervous system.
Yeah.
And we love working with people to try to get the most effective work possible. Mm-hmm. So our massage clinic is a little bit different than a lot of other spas. Generally because our focus is on results,
mm-hmm.
for more long term. And we encourage all of our therapists to take as much advanced training as possible. We're trying to do mostly massage backed by science.
Do you find it to be a kind of a springboard for some that get out of school and they're trying to find their way into a practice or trying to find a way into like what they want to specialize in, or and here's kind of an opportunity to kind of grow under experienced wings, and you guys are doing so many different therapies in four walls, right? Mm-hmm. Do you find that to be the case?
Certainly. I mean,
you've launched some careers and launched some,
yeah,
some folks kind of, like you said, growing into.
Well, as far as like the way we interact with our therapists that we work with,
mm-hmm.
I love massage therapists. They're really interesting people. The mm-hmm. biggest thing about them is we tend to be kind of nomadic. We like to go from place to place, and what we want to do is have a space where people can stay and feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And so what we do is we try to encourage like learning opportunities,
yeah.
growth, additional trainings. And we also try to focus on the things that made the three of us successful.
Sure.
And trying to integrate those into the whole system so everybody can benefit. For instance, whenever I started my practice, I took a lot of classes in a bunch of different modalities, mm-hmm. different types. People talk about trigger points and myofascial release and all kinds of different approaches to massage therapy. But you won't see any of that on our menu.
Mm-hmm.
We have two primary bodywork types that we offer. We have the My Retreat and the My Recovery.
Okay.
The My Retreat is more based on autonomic nervous system. This is going to be more Swedish relaxing massage. This is like, I've got a lot of stress. I'm not worried about my body. I'm not worried about like trying to run faster, jump higher, or like deal with chronic pain. I'm just wanting to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to incorporate sort of the techniques that really tie into that nervous system to help you relax. But we also use some hot stones in there, aromatherapy. We're trying to bring in all the things that traditional massage does best and yeah. to do it the best.
Yeah.
So we do some Swedish. We also sneak in some structural body work in there, but it's so that you feel really good when you get out of it, but it's sneaky. Mm-hmm. We're not asking you to resist, push back, stretch this over here.
Right.
It's very much like focused on allowing you to let go and connect with your own body and feel what's happening.
Right.
And not worry about anything else. Now the other, which is what I primarily practice, and is the My Recovery.
The deep tissue.
Well, I have to be careful with that term, because I feel like there's a lot of misunderstandings about what deep tissue is and what it can be.
Yeah, I was like, you offer 120 minutes of deep tissue. That Somebody's gonna be bruised.
Oh, let me tell you something. No. This hot take.
Right.
deep tissue massage shouldn't mean more pressure.
Right.
It's not about crushing muscles.
Okay.
In fact, there was a Harvard study about what's happening during massage, and we aren't releasing anything. We aren't stretching fascia. We aren't releasing muscles. What we're doing is we're creating sensory input that your body is receiving and translating into this is good and allowing you to connect with that muscle and feel safe and renegotiate a relationship. Very much like the float tank, that interoception, connecting with that and then letting things go and allowing you to find a new space where it's healthy or happy and relaxed.
Okay.
So you don't need deep pressure to get results. What you need to do is be able to connect with the muscles and know which ones are causing problems, what tissues are being an issue. So what I practice in my recovery, very little of it's deep tissue.
Okay.
What I practice is myoskeletal alignment therapy, which is developed by a man by the name of Eric Dalton, who's a PT who spent 30 years developing a reverse engineering massage therapy based on modern like physical science and like kinesiology. And then orthopedic massage therapy, which is a very similar but in the same vein, by a guy by the name of James Wisloski, clinical massage therapy, and he's a sports massage therapist and personal trainer who dives into neuromuscular therapy and working with the nervous system to correct things to resolve pain effectively.
So in recovery zone, we're talking about typically the patient has trauma of some kind of, compared to the retreat?
Trauma. Yes and no. The patient has goals.
Okay.
The client is, the my recovery is more of an intention or an approach.
On a part of the body? Modality. On a part of the body or the entire body?
We can do both. I do full body my recoveries all the time, but usually how that would go is I'd be like, hey, Andrew, welcome. Like, so glad you came in. How are you feeling today? What are we working on today? What is your body feeling?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, you know, I just got out of a float. My neck's really bothering me. I tend to hold pain in my low back and my shoulders. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, okay, well, Andrew, if that's the case, I want to spend a lot of time working on your upper body. Here's what I want to do. I want to start with face down. We're going to work on your upper back. We're going to work with your shoulders and try to see if anything's being pulled one way or another. Mm-hmm. We're going to work on that until it's loose. We'll work on low back. We'll see if we can't loosen that up. We're going to do some stretches. We're going to do some techniques to try to mobilize the lumbar spine and get everything moving. Then we'll go face up. Mm-hmm. We'll do some more of that on the low body. And I'm going to spend at least 20 minutes working on your neck and your anterior shoulders and around your clavicle and make sure that your body is moving the way it needs to so that you get that relief through your neck and shoulders.
Right.
And does that sound good to you? I may call some audibles in there based on what I feel.
Yeah.
But that's my plan. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds, yeah.
So that's exactly what I would dive into. Now, from there, I'm going to assess, ask questions, be working with you, being like, hey, does that, if I find a spot where I feel tight tissue, I'll connect with it and I'll be like, does that feel relevant? Mm-hmm. How does that feel? And you give me feedback and then I can address it accordingly until things start falling back into place. So I see physical change as I'm working, kind of like putting together a puzzle.
Yeah, for sure.
Figuring out what muscles are pulling one way or the other. Now, the thing about my recovery is the goal is communication and getting results. Mm-hmm. Other therapists have other training besides me and they focus on other things.
Yeah.
I specialize in upper neck and shoulders. That's where all my pain was. I worked in IT before I was a massage therapist and my posture was terrible. My body was falling apart. I started looking like one of those little aliens from Men in Black. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
It was falling apart.
Right.
And so what I learned from massage and taking a lot of these classes is it blew my mind how much we can change that, how we can affect that with people, how we can take away that pain and give them strength through structural integrity. Mm-hmm. And so that's the goal of my recovery. The goal is to figure out what your problem is and connect you with a therapist that's going to be able to help you with it. And each of these therapists has different trainings and specializations and they all have different approaches. But the goal is to give them the tools they need to work on it, give them the opportunity to connect with you and tell you how they want to work and allow you to find the therapist that's going to work best for you. And so it's not about like, I'm coming in for a trigger point, so I'm just going to trigger point your back and everything all the way through until it's done. I'm going to use whatever tools are in my basket, my tool belt, to get you feeling the best we can, whether that's craniosacral therapy or whether we're doing the ortho work or if we're just doing some crazy stretching and some tie work.
Reflexology is the hands and feet, correct?
Reflexology is generally feet. Okay. It's something that one of our therapists practices. So it's on the menu in order to support her because it's very specific.
Right.
It's generally working through the feet and being able to address the whole body through it. Mm-hmm. It's based in Chinese medicine and based in meridians, things that I'm not particularly trained in.
Right.
But our therapists who practice it do it really well.
Yeah.
And they get some great feedback for it.
Yeah.
That's a little different from the rest of our offerings.
Right.
But we do get quite a few people asking for it.
One of the things that you talked about was the craniosacral.
Yes.
Therapy. That was probably the one thing that I did the most like research on. There's not a ton of things. You have to get into like the medical realm and your training in order to kind of understand some of the concepts.
Craniosacral therapy is fascinating, but essentially you got to think about it as like a massage for the nervous system.
Yeah.
We're not addressing soft tissue. We're connecting with your autonomic nervous system, your fight or flight and your rest and digest, and trying to help regulate that mm-hmm. through holds that are connecting with your skeletal system.
Okay.
So craniosacral is a lot of specific holds that we will hold still. We use the pressure of the weight of a nickel is generally where we start. We may add a little bit of resistance, a little bit, and maybe do some gentle like assistance where we're asking for things to move a little bit. But for the most part, what we're doing is we're connecting with your body and allowing you to relax and encouraging your body to fall into the zone of tolerance between the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system, that fight or flight and rest and digest, where your body relaxes. Just like in the float tank, whenever your body drops, we're getting you there. And what happens in that state is that your body turns internally and starts correcting things. Now, while we're holding certain areas, it brings that introspection's attention to those areas and starts making changes as necessary through the flow of the cerebral spinal fluid. And then your body starts connecting with those muscles and renegotiating those relationships and letting go of vertebrae that might be locked upon each other by letting those muscles go that may have been holding from some sort of traumatic injury, or maybe you just got stressed and your shoulders crept up to your ears and then it pinched C3.
Are you riding your car the same way for 8 hours in a row?
Exactly.
I mean, with your wallet on the right side or whatever it may be.
Yeah, take your wallets out, folks. Yeah. It's really, really a good idea. Take your phones out of your pocket, put it in the center dash if you're driving around. And then come see us at Relax Lab. We'll sort you out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fascinating because it's kind of magical in a way, because it's based in America. It was developed by American osteopaths. It's all based on the anatomy of the cranium and the anatomy of our vertebrae and our sacrum and how they all connect. But the experience that you feel when you get on the table and this happens is
there a gush?
Psychedelic.
Oh,
it's wild, because quite often when we find a hold that is relevant to what's locked within you, you'll feel yourself relax, and then you'll feel almost like this weird opening, and you're swimming with dolphins. You're somewhere else. You lose track of where you are.
Okay.
Very, very similar to the effects of being in a float tank.
Yeah, yeah. The sensation of a lack of blockage.
Yes.
Almost like like your fingers tingling and then they don't tingle anymore?
Yeah. Or no? Oh, maybe more like you're trying to fall asleep and you feel that tension in your body.
Yeah.
And then finally you let go and you're sinking into the bed and you get the best sleep of your life.
Okay.
But while that's happening, your body is correcting things.
Yeah.
Better. The craniosacral therapy in an hour you'll come out bleary eyed. Some people have like emotional experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have crazy vivid dreams where it pulls them back, to their childhood.
Yeah.
I've had some pretty, wild stories from my clients who receive it. I, just like in the float tank, I'm on another planet. I'm having a wonderful time. I'm seeing colors. Yeah. First time I received craniosacral therapy, I was 12. I never forgot it. And I was trying to recreate it like all the way through my teenage years. Yeah. I was trying to figure out a way to practice like whatever those holds were on my friends. And I got close. But finally, as a massage therapist, I got the opportunity to go and do the training and go back to it.
Yeah.
But it's this amazing experience where you just get to reset or reboot your nervous system. It's like shutting everything off, clearing the data logs, clearing cookies, and then coming back. And meanwhile, your body on a very detailed level, your skeletal system as your cranium gets to let go and move the way it's supposed to. So there can be a lot of relief, there can be a lot of results, but ultimately we're providing a space for your body to reconnect with itself and let things go and renegotiate the relationships with the tissues that may be holding you back because it's trying to protect you.
Right.
So
One thing I do want to say, because I think there's a lot of people that are like me, and maybe that is going to be listening, I'm guessing. So one of the things I don't do when I go on vacation is I don't get massages. And the reason why is I'm the type of person that falls asleep almost immediately mm-hmm. when I'm having a massage.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, I mean, that's not a bad thing. I'm relaxing, right? But I don't wake up and feel refreshed. And I felt much better in the float tank doing that type of therapy than the way I feel in a massage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're mostly men, could be men, that they need to try the float tank if they're of my type where you're falling asleep almost immediately and mm-hmm. you're trying to have a couple's massage and I'm snoring on the bed next to you.
So there's a profound difference between men and women on how we receive therapies.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the way we regulate our body temperature and everything is very different. And they found that like with cold plunges and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Men get this huge like yes. benefit from like ice baths and
about to
like
start that. Those.
And then yeah. women, the science has shown that it raises cortisol levels because it's just too cold.
Yeah.
And the ideal temperature, while it's, for men, it's going to be like 37, 38 degrees. For women, it's somewhere closer to like 55 degrees. Mm. And the amount of time to spend the same amount of time and be able to get those results. And so there's a lot of different ways that men and women receive things. Many, all my clients that are men that float, they're the ones that really like, they dive into it.
Yeah.
It's a really cool. I have a lot of female clients who love it too, but I have this, but it seems to be whenever I'm talking to my business partners, and they float as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yen's experience is always very different from mine.
Yeah.
The way that I experience it is definitely very cerebral.
Mm-hmm.
And for her, it's very physical.
Yeah.
She feels her body unwinding. She feels change. But it also varies from person to person.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I think that floats are great for people who don't get a lot from massage.
Yeah.
But I will also say this. Massage therapy at vacation spots is not about retaining clientele. It's about the experience and it's treated like a luxury.
Yeah.
It can be really effective as a regular therapy, just like going to the chiropractor.
Right.
Just like, you can get amazing results for just your general health by working with a trained massage therapist who is working with you to get results for you.
Right.
So I will say I've been on been on vacation and I try massages wherever I can because I like stealing techniques that are amazing.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm totally a technique thief.
Yeah.
And I've always been disappointed when I'm going to a beach town and get a massage because there's no effort put into it. It's really just going through the paces. And it's
checking boxes.
It's a routine.
A shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's every client's the same.
20 minutes on the back. We're going to spend another 15 minutes on the legs, 10 minutes on the feet, and just work our way through until we run out of time. And
yeah.
But I think that's massage therapy is changing. It's being accepted by medical communities. Finally, mm-hmm. It's something that's effective. Doctors are recommending their clients find a good massage therapist.
Right.
Massage therapists are becoming nerds that are diving into the kinesiology because we're finally being accepted and the research is finally showing, yes, this does have long-term benefits.
Right.
So I mean, no, this is a squirrel.
Yeah, but
it's something you said, like totally.
One of the things that I thought was pretty interesting is before I came today, I checked to see if my HSA health savings account mm-hmm. would cover it, and it did.
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah, it's a therapy. Mm-hmm. I told you, I don't know if I told you or not, but I use phototherapy patches. Mm-hmm. It's like stem cell type of patches that helped my elbow. I had tennis elbow pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped that. Obviously, I'm going on a rant here. But nonetheless, I mean, HSA covers that therapy and it covered today's therapy too. So just maybe something to tap into.
It'll cover your massage.
Like, yeah, for sure. I mean, now, I think if you kind of went off on a tangent, then they'd probably want to know, like, hey, from your primary doctor, is this a therapy that's needed? But I think if it's not, you know, every day or every, you know, once a week, then I think it's something that the HSA looks at and goes, yeah, that's probably something that's pretty good for their patient's body. And it almost like a, you know, an annual checkup, that's a good thing for them to have that reset. And all that good stuff. So just something, put a feather in your hat for sure.
For sure, absolutely.
Let's talk about the facial stuff too. Mm-hmm. So we've got facial sculpting and TMJ and headache relief.
Okay.
So that's a lot to unpack there, but let's talk about those things because my wife had Bell's palsy. She struggles with migraines from time to time. A lot of people struggle with migraines. I don't, thankfully. But talk to me about those therapies. And we're still at the Relax Lab, by the way.
We're still at the primary location.
Yeah.
Facial sculpting. Alex Stansbury is our therapist. He practices facial sculpting. She does some amazing work working through facial muscles and just lifting and making everything feel good. There's so many muscles in our face,
yeah,
our jaw, in our around our cranium that all affect the way everything sits, everything feels, and the function of what we do. And so she has a wonderful technique for facial sculpting that feels really amazing. You feel good, and also has some cosmetic benefits as well.
Yeah.
So that's been a really fun thing that we've got to add to our menu. The TMJ, that one's really fun. TMJ affects so many people. People's jaws click and lock up, and people just from stress, from life being hard.
Yeah.
Things will tighten through that jaw, and it can cause massive migraines and throw off things massively. Just having your bite change from having some dental work that, or having a tooth come out that you didn't address quickly enough mm-hmm. that caused your jaw to change where it sat can cause those muscles to start misbehaving. The TMJ work is amazing because we are able to, as massage therapists, work intraorally. We use gloves. We're able to get in behind behind the jaw, work on the mastoid. We're actually able to work on the masseter, and then we can go in and go into a spot which is my favorite hold, is the pterygoid, which is right behind where this jaw connects to the upper jaw, and be able to sit there and connect with a relevant point and get a mass amount of relief as the jaw gently relaxes everything around where that joint connects. Then there's work that you can do with the tongue where we're actually grabbing some gauze, grabbing onto your tongue and stretching. Your tongue connects to so much in the rest of your body.
Yeah.
We took a class that was with this guy by the name of Walt Fritz, and he's brilliant. He does an entire class based on helping people with vocal issues, throat and vocal cord pathologies. And his work's amazing, working through all of this. And after receiving all that work, suddenly I wasn't a mush mouth anymore. I was able to speak more clearly. I could feel my tongue. I had more control of everything. Yeah. My jaw felt amazing. But our TMJ work, those of us who have taken that class, are able to provide that service to our clients. Work for a full hour on their face, on your jaw, working externally, working through the neck, through the anterior parts of the neck. Like our sternocleidomastoid, and working through scalenes and making sure everything through from the clavicles up is relaxed, and allows you to relax your jaw, allows you to relax your face. It's great for headaches. It's great for getting your jaw to get relief from that incessant just pain of not being able to open your jaw, for those who are truly suffering from serious TMJ. And it's really cool because it's really effective. A lot of oral surgeons and dentists refer out for that kind of work to help maintain that and keep it from being absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's our TMJ work in a nutshell. It's a lot. There's a lot to it, but it's really good.
Yeah. So when I did do my research on the craniosacral therapy, it mentioned that you guys do some infant work, and I know we're going to talk about family side, and I'm assuming that work happens over here.
Correct.
But you also do pre and then birth and then postpartum.
Yeah, we do a lot of prenatal work.
I bet.
I bet. So my business partner, Laura Barton, she's been kind of the guru of prenatal work for us. And I think around this area, she's just really well known. She worked with a lot of midwives and did a lot of work with a lot of did a lot of research around pregnancy and pregnant body work. And then she got her training in infant craniosacral therapy, helping working with tongue tie work and airway work. And she's continuing to research. She's a nerd. She blows me out of the water when it comes to body work. She's incredible.
Yeah.
But we, with her guidance, we've been able to develop a really advanced or a really complete, what I would think, is our prenatal work.
Yeah.
So we have prenatal massages, which is just helping support the body through all the changes that happen with pregnancy.
Right.
And doing it in a healthy way. A bunch of really good side-lying work, supporting all those muscles that are supporting, because all the ligaments are loosening and you lose a lot of that strength and stability. Mm-hmm. And so all those muscles are working harder to keep you up, not to mention the change in where your gravity is.
Yeah.
But helping support all of that pain and that growth and to make you feel good and help you get through that.
Yeah.
And then we have our birth prep massages, which is meant for the last trimester, like ideally the last 2 weeks of your pregnancy, which is working on proper support, proper positioning of the baby, and making sure that everything is ready for birth. And that's more advanced. You have to really do some trainings to be able to do that. We had, I think, 3 therapists now that do birth massages.
Wow.
And then after that, the one thing that seemed to be missing from the equation amongst all of the, or as many spas as we saw, was there wasn't anything for postpartum. Honestly, we believe that women who just had babies are often, once they have the baby, they're kind of forgotten about. It's all about the baby.
Yeah.
But they need work. They need help and support, and they've got a lot on their plate. Yeah. So we provide an opportunity for them to come get postpartum work to help support their body after the process of birth. And Laura does an amazing job heading that up as well, because there's just so much research, so much experience, and we have such great resources to be able to create this program.
Yeah.
So highly recommend it. If you do find out that you want to do a birth prep, book it way ahead of time.
That was our, like,
it gets booked up pretty fast because only three therapists are available to do it. And, you know, there's so many benefits to prenatal massage for pregnant mothers that being able to do a massage at, I mean, if not more than once a trimester, maybe once a month throughout the pregnancy, there's so much that can help with that quality of life during that process.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And then doing the birth prep can really help support that process leading into birth.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that we can do. There's a lot that it's very helpful.
Yeah.
So
imagine.
That's one thing that we're really proud of.
Yeah.
If I can say anything. And I have to say, I have very little to do with that side of things.
But that's the thing about that blows me away is as I was making these notes, and these guys know I have to make these notes or otherwise I get, you know, off track. And of course I want to cover as much as we can about your business and about the businesses of our entrepreneurs and stuff like that, is all these things are offered in one place. And I think that definitely separates you guys from a lot of different spas and different places that do massages, or they may be, you know, just one spot that you're getting something done. So like for today, I floated and then I had a therapy after the what is it called?
Normatec.
Normatec, yeah. So I had Normatec leg recovery after I floated, and probably should have done it in the other way, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the fact is that I was able to go online, book the float and the therapy after very easily. I mean, at your website, and we'll attach the website when we publish this episode.
It's myrelaxlab.com.
Yeah, for sure.
You can book online, check us out.
Yeah, it was super easy. And not only that, but with, you know, Chrome or whatever Edge that you're using, I put my information in, I know it's going to populate the next time. So like, it's a one click, like, this is what I want to do. This is the time. It was super easy to follow and book. And then the process, whenever I came in, was super simple too. Hey, she knew me, you know, all I had to do was give her my first name. She knew my last name. And since I was a first time patient, there was a small questionnaire, like literally, it's not the 3-page, 4-page thing that hospitals and doctors offer. This was probably like 4 questions. And then she led me into my chamber, you know, which was pretty cool. Yeah. And then she gave me the rundown. Like, she was like, hey, is this your first time? Yes, it is. Okay, well, we're going to go into the thorough conversation. And then you have a poster board. Hey, this is, you know, this is the steps. Here's what we're going to do. And I was like, okay, cool. So it was, I love the fact that you offer so much in one place. And if somebody was searching for a complete therapy building in all 4 walls, then here, we've got it right here in Tyler, right? I love that part. Okay, let's talk about this side of the business, the family side. So this is going to be where you guys have special treatments, or is it going to be different therapies here, or is it kind of the same, one of these therapies, but in maybe a different environment?
Relax That Family opened up a couple of years ago, primarily for Laura Barton, my partner who does the infant craniosacral therapy.
Okay.
Because she does work with new moms and babies, and sometimes the whole family shows up. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, that's not really conducive to a float center. So we opened up the second space to allow families to come in and work with her, with these infants, and allow them to cry whenever they need to for her to work. So this is sort of a reflection of Relax Lab, but done in a way that's more soft and textured to be around families and children and mothers. And that was our initial intent for this space. Laura works down the hall in another room here. For quite a while, we worked with a chiropractor who worked in this space.
Okay.
Dr. Hannah Victoria, she's great. She's gone and expanded her practice.
Yeah.
And as soon as she got all of her stuff out and I came in, was sort of like checking up on the space, patching some holes, hanging some stuff, I realized that they had this big old treatment room over here. And I said, dibs, this is where I want to work. So I moved my table over here. And then Yen practices Thai stretch sessions and Thai yoga work. And so she doesn't have a space to work on a tie mat over there. So we moved the tie mat into another room here. So what this has become is sort of where the three of us partners, because we started this whole thing, you know, sitting down in the living room with a bunch of laptops and Excel documents, like writing down everything we wanted to dream up this space.
Yeah.
So now we have our own separate space where we get to work and open up space over there for more therapists to come over to the primary space.
That's awesome.
So I do a lot of my orthopedic and structural work in this room on this table.
We got you.
Laura works with her babies and mothers here in the mornings, and I come in the evenings.
Yeah.
And Yen does a lot of Thai work over here. But this entire space is designed for our clients now. Laura's prenatal and her infant work and her clientele and our orthopedic work in this room. This table is different from all the rest of them because this one's meant for specifically for sort of our structured body work. And then the tie room for Yen. So that's what it has become. Yeah. This is a Relax Lab family. We're just right across the parking lot.
Right.
It's just sort of...
It's definitely got two different vibes. It does. It's got... Like when I walked in here, it feels like personalized. Like you go in these rooms and you're like, okay, this room's for me. Mm-hmm. Kind of got that feel where like you've got a couple spaces over there. And of course I didn't go everywhere, but you've got a hallway with a multitude of doors and you're like, me being a first timer, who's behind that door? Mm-hmm. And then, okay, here's a couple restrooms. Whereas here it's like, everything is separate and very intentional, it feels. And not to make it sound any different, but like it's there's more going on there. Whereas this is like, okay,
that's the flagship, and this is our little hidden space where we're able to work with our clients that we've been working with for years.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're all very, very intentional in our body work.
Yeah.
We really love to try to work with people in very specific ways so we can practice the things we want to practice, whether it's Thai, whether I want to use certain tools. The thing about Relax Lab is that it's growing.
Yeah.
With so many therapists over there. And we really want consistency as far as what's available to our therapists over there. But sometimes I want to use my Theragun, you know? I want to break out and be able to tilt my table so that I can release low back in a very specific way. And that's something that this table's a little bit complicated and a little tricky, and I love it.
Yeah.
The other therapists who got stuck in my room when I wasn't in there, when it was over there, were not a fan. We got a chance to be able to make this space ours.
Yeah.
But Relax Lab over there, the primary location where all of our therapists are working, we are working to give them the most consistent and effective method where they can jump into any one of those rooms and have everything they need to be able to get the job done.
Yeah, so for sure.
There's two different vibes, but we're kind of treating ourselves over here. I also have my tea and... Yeah. My snacks and everything all hidden.
I had some tea. It's amazing, man. I haven't had that type of tea ever. So it's awesome, man. Thank you.
Shout out to the Cultured Cup in Dallas, Texas. This is their Imperial White Jasmine Tea. It is fantastic. Check them out. I think they were like Tea House of the U.S. like 2014.
Wow.
But those guys are great. Order online. I'm a little tea nerd.
Yeah, right.
And this is one of those things that when I drink it,
I am too. We need to have them on the podcast.
Oh, you should go check
them out. So I'm kind of a coffee nerd, and we had Texas State of Mind. Okay. Come on. You know, they're here in Tyler.
Okay.
And one of the things they do is they steam roast their beans versus propane or natural gas roast, like Starbucks does.
Wow.
And some other Folgers and some others.
Okay.
And so they steam roast here in town. And they're the coffee of Texas. A lot of people don't know that.
I did not know that.
And they're only offered at Fresh, I believe, or maybe some of the Brookshires. Mm-hmm. They make like one or two of their offerings in K-Cups, but the rest of them are ground. And they offer probably at least 15 So dark roast, light roast, medium roast, all that good stuff. We had them on. Great people. Two guys worked on oil field trying to get home more and launched it and started it with a popcorn maker. It's so cool.
Huge coffee nerd.
Yeah, Texas State of Mind.
I will check them out.
Check
Texas
them out.
State of Mind.
All right, we got two things to cover.
Okay.
Okay. So what can people do at home to help their nervous system?
So a lot of what we do is to help support people who are having trouble regulating their nervous system. And where science is going, showing how we're interacting with our nervous system with everything, every single thing, from body work, whether I'm doing orthopedic work, craniosacral, floats, New Calm, all of it's doing the same thing. It's making your body turn inward and connect with itself and be able to let go. The cool thing about what it does is by coming here, we're training the nervous system to be able to find that pathway back to that space. So like the more you float or the more you get massages, the more you connect with that and mm-hmm. try to integrate that. You feel that change and become aware of it and then try to be aware of when it starts to change back.
Okay.
You can help retrain your nervous system to be like, this is the new normal. This is where my muscles want to sit so that over the weeks, you don't just get stressed, step off the curb yeah. and be like, my boss called and it's right back to where it was. Right. Your shoulders are back in your ears. You're trying to retrain your nervous system. So things that you can do at home is get back to that space, that introspection. There are so many ways to do that. Meditation, breath work, sitting in a hot tub, mm-hmm. you know, feeling what's going on in your body to try to relax. I go home, I lay down on my couch, I recline, I close my eyes, and I just try to consciously relax everything from my toes all the way to the top of my head. And then I'll feel like, whoa, there's something going on in my left shoulder that doesn't want to let go. And I can just sit in that, let my body connect and my brain connect to that spot and let it go.
Yeah, I've definitely done that mentally.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's going on here?
We naturally do that.
Yeah.
Like, cats stretch all the time. They're trying to work things out. The animals are very much in connection with their body and have a lot of introspection.
Yeah.
So we just get distracted. We are on our phones. We are constantly receiving emails. We cannot disconnect from work like we used to.
Yeah.
And I think that we're constantly being inundated with stimuli,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the TV, the radio, just YouTube, doom scrolling.
Yeah.
If we can find time to disconnect with everything around us so that we can reconnect with ourselves, there's a lot of benefits there. There's a lot of ways that you can really tap into that autonomic nervous system and let it start the healing on its own. And that makes my job easier.
Mm-hmm.
It helps the stuff that we do makes it more effective. But for those who find that impossible, for those who have a hard time doing that, that's why we're here. We're the training ground.
Mm-hmm.
We can help you connect with your body. We can help you connect with that pain
yeah.
and bring you back to a place where it's not miserable to do that. And then as that pain starts to come back, you can start trying to connect with it and let it go yourself.
Yeah.
We're myelinating those nerves. We're creating those connections so that you can connect with your body and have that own healing happen, and your own healing happen within yourself. So yeah, disconnect to reconnect with everything within yourself.
Yeah. It's sciatic nerve for me. And it's like, I've got to stretch.
Yeah,
I need to do some stretching and it needs to be pretty intense. And then it's weird, like the harder that I go, all of a sudden I feel a release, mm-hmm. you know, and then it's like, okay. And then there's a lot of repetition of movement.
Have you looked at nerve flossing? Have you heard of the term?
Mm-hmm.
Physical therapists, chiropractors, massage therapists, we all have this ability to work with the nerves. So there are exercises and movements that you can do to help release that sciatic nerve and give yourself relief. And it doesn't require you to work hard.
Okay.
After we get done with this podcast, I'm going to sit down with you. I'm going to show you the okay. nerve floss for sciatic nerves.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of different nerve flosses and stretches and stuff that you can do for...
It's not a dance, right?
No. This is the nerve floss for the radial nerve.
Okay.
And if you have a radial nerve impingement, you'll feel it. You won't be able to get there.
Okay.
And so,
okay. I see what you're saying. I see. So, I didn't pick up on it at first, but now I got it. Yeah.
So the nerve runs all the way through your body, right? Yes. From the base of your skull down to your leg.
Yeah.
It should be able to glide, like floss through your body. Yeah. It's not supposed to be stuck anywhere.
Yeah.
So okay. We're just running it back and forth.
Yeah, that's cool.
So Very cool. Yeah, come see me.
I liked it. All right. Where's massage therapy headed?
So there's a huge movement right now, moving towards more clinically, like clinical massage therapy, where we're diving into the medical side of things, the research-driven work that really makes a change. We've been reverse engineering massage therapy for 2,000 years. We've been doing it for thousands of years, and the people who are really in the research right now are finding the things that work and finding out why they work and making it more of an effective long-term therapy. So therapists that are getting out there and diving into letting go of things that aren't serving us anymore. Hot take, trigger point therapy was disproven like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And still taught across the United States to massage therapists.
Right.
Letting go of things that are no longer serving us and figuring out what's really working and sticking with the research. Massage therapists are training under amazing PTs all over the US and growing and finding real solutions to real problems. And if you could find a therapist that practices that, you could find some amazing relief. You can get some really amazing results. So if you're wanting to become a massage therapist and you want to dive into it, it's not a luxury. It doesn't have to be. You can do your research, you can get your license, and then you can go learn. Mm-hmm. So right now, massage therapy is just in this huge explosion of different people train different things. Rebel Massage, the massage mentor, Eric Dalton, may he rest in peace, had a lot that he brought to that community. But there's a ton of educators out there that can change the world of massage, and they're working towards it. So that's where we're headed, and that's what we want to promote here in East Texas.
Right.
Is bring massage therapists that want to learn and give them the resources and the opportunity to go learn and bring that back so we can help people.
Right. And don't live in discomfort.
And don't live in discomfort.
Right. Like you don't have to.
You don't have to. You don't have to live
with it. And even if you're not in discomfort, you can, there's ways for you to relax and disconnect. The other thing I thought about when I was floating, it was like, I don't have my phone, you know, and I can't hear my phone, I think that was part of the reason why I let loose. Like I just kind of just went into that zone, was like, I don't need to worry about a text message. I don't need to worry about a reminder. I don't need to worry about an email. I don't need to worry about a phone call. I don't need to worry about the next thing happening. Or it could be a good thing. Mm-hmm. A good thing that I need to respond to. Like, way to go. Or rah, rah, you know, type of thing. I'm definitely doing that again.
It's hard for people sometimes. But I'm really, really, really proud of you for jumping in and diving in.
Yeah, man. I knew it was going to be good. I knew from the get-go that it was going to be a good experience. As soon as I walked in there, I was like, yep. This is, and I'm glad I picked the orb. You recommended it, but yes. And I was like, as a first timer, you could feel a way about that area.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was looking at it, I was like, maybe something else. But I'm so glad I picked that because it's very intimate. I felt like there was no inhibition. I was doing my own thing. It was easy to close everything. All the sense, like I said, next time, all dark.
Mm-hmm.
But this time it was a pleasurable experience, which my brain convinced that I was going to have a good experience. And so that's
you survived the space egg, huh?
I did.
Yeah. It's pretty spacious on the inside.
I know it is. Yeah. I only bumped like maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 times, but it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad at all. And I mean, honestly, I probably bumped like 20 times, but I didn't feel the other ones. But I definitely want to explore the other tanks because it just gave me that much more like courage to maybe do something that's a little more open or whatever.
Well, when you come back and it explodes on me, I want you to do an hour, and I want you to do it in the enclosed. And we're going to see
how in the orb again? Or no, in the enclosed.
The enclosed float around.
Okay.
So that one has a 7-foot ceiling. Okay. It looks like the warp drive of the Star Trek at
Enterprise. Yes.
But it is my personal favorite.
Okay.
I don't think it's where people should start because it doesn't have the starlight ceiling.
Yeah.
And it's because it's circular, you don't know what direction your head's facing when the lights come back on because you float around like a clock, like but it is the darkest, quietest, most peaceful room in the entire building. And I absolutely love it.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, we like to end every podcast by you giving some shout outs. And you've talked about a lot of people that have influenced your career and your life and stuff like that. Obviously, a lot of people, you know, want to recognize their spouse or maybe a mentor or stuff like that. But you've recognized a lot of mentors, your business partners, and some folks that are in the field that that have impacted your research and your training and all that good stuff. So I'm like, you've kind of done it along the way, but anybody else that you like to?
Oh boy. I always want to shout out my business partners.
Yeah.
I couldn't have done it without them. For They're the most incredible women I've ever worked with. And honestly, it was so Yenda Nova and Laura Barton Hoyt, and they are both incredible body workers and incredible friends. Mm-hmm. I'd also like to shout out to Deborah Williams. She was my mentor when I first became a massage therapist. She was the one who sent me to all the classes that blew my mind and taught me structural body work, clinical body work, and got me into that world, and it changed my practice forever. And we were inspired by her work to create something more. Shout out to all the people here in the Mosaic District. Our neighbors are the best. They're the most amazing businesses. True Vine, Adjusting Sales Dirt Works, the Pottery Studio, incredible. Jeff Clement is amazing. You need to go visit him.
Okay.
Joyful Bites and Lemon Yellow and Solo Breads. And yeah. They are all of our neighbors. Oh, and Apple Gallon and forgive me.
Super, super blessed that True Vine, you know, signed up to be a sponsor of ours. And we're going to be hosting quite a few of our podcasts there.
Well, I hope to be able to swing by and crash in there once in a while.
I swear those folks are amazing. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot for the community. They've got a pretty big forum there and a big space to host a lot of those things. And super thankful for them to be a sponsor. I didn't mention them at the beginning.
Yeah.
But
True Vine.
We're going to be hosting our first podcast there next week. We have a travel agent coming on. And so when I think about travel agent, I'm like, is that really valuable? I can book my own stuff. She's going to kind of set the record straight, because when things go haywire, who are you going to call?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you mess something up?
Well, I love to travel, so I'll need to come check this one
out. Yeah, for sure. She's going to come on. I'm excited about that one. And then I think the next one we have is a credit repair company that's going to come on and talk a little bit about that. Now, for some folks that are really good with the finances, that's great. But I mean, sometimes life happens. And I'm excited to talk to them about like some of the solutions they offer. And that's what we do. I mean, we're covering people that, you know, have their own businesses and are nonprofits, and they help people. I think the next one after that is someone who helps veterans and first responders transition to being a civilian. Mm-hmm. And that's hard, that transition, and her nonprofit supports that initiative in Van Zandt County. Okay. So
that sounds really exciting and interesting. I'm really interested to see that one.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that I forgot to shout out to the person who fuels me daily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Likewise, coffee. Y'all saved my life daily. Appreciate y'all.
Right.
But yeah, thank you, Andrew. I really appreciate
it. Man, I really do too. I mean, a lot of the folks that I find are on Facebook or you know, I run into them or somebody recommends them. In your case, I saw something that you were promoting, and I just appreciate you trusting me with being able to present your business. I think what you're doing is amazing. I think whenever I dug layer from layer and service to service, I don't think there's enough people that know about all the things you do. And that's the goal here, is to try to get that message out and that content out to as many people as we can, so that they know that they've got a place in Tyler that's the one-stop shop that can help them recover and rejuvenate themselves and have a fresh restart.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you coming and talk to me about it.
Yeah.
We'd love to see you all in. We'd love for you all to float. And I look forward to seeing you in for your next one when you're in town.
Yeah, for sure. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks so much.